Dub CNN right here with Superfly, the Money, and Bad Luck, aka the Western Union. Go ahead and introduce yourselves real quick.
Shit, I'm Superfly with a root canal and a pool of wisdom too. But I'm still Superfly, baby.
Yo, this is the Money, aka Girl, there you go.
Yeah, Bad Luck, aka the Watch Riot, you already know what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're here to talk about, you know, the new mixtape, House You Music Volume 1. Why did you decide to go with that title?
We're appealing to the niggas that wear house shoes, man. And those niggas know who they is, you know what I mean? That's really a lot of West Coast niggas, man. Niggas that sit on their front porch with they blunts and their 40s or they little drink or something with their house shoes on. You know, that Saturday morning good shit. That's what you made it for, them type of niggas.
All right, and you know, now for those that don't know, let's rewind back a little. How did you three meet, and why did you decide to make a group called the Western Union?
We had a scrap. We all had a scrap and made up at the end and decided to do some music. What happened was, had an idea for a group or whatever with no members. I met Bad Luck at a studio one time. I thought he was one of the hardest dudes I ever heard in the history of rap music.
Thank you, my brother.
So I just had to, like, you know what I mean? I had to make that connection official. We made it official. We made a mixtape about 2-3 years ago or whatever, and it did pretty good in the streets or whatever. And then Fly was the glue to the whole piece of the puzzle or whatever. We got Fly in, and once Fly got in, it just rounded out our whole sound and just made us official. You know what I mean? So that's basically the history of it in a nutshell.
And then my groupie game up, too. That's pretty much through the roof right there.
Cracking.
My groupie game is up.
You were introduced as a Snoop Dogg group originally. What role does Snoop Dogg play when it comes to the Western Union?
Bass. He played the bass role. We need that big name behind us, and we need that big face behind us. You know what I mean? And really, with us three, that's really all we need. And that's no diss to him. He's the first one that said that. We got our own entity, you know what I'm saying, in between us. We can make a whole record in between us three, you know what I mean? And that was proven through this house shoe music, you know what I mean? So we strategically trying to come out and do something, you know, even more so than just coming out and being forgotten, you know what I'm saying? And we know that we always need to push, you know, we're not a big group, we're not well-known, we're not worldwide yet. So we need that big push and that big face behind us to really solidify, you know what I mean, our movement.
How come we don't hear Snoop Dogg?
That's baller. The nigga just had a root canal and he said the word strategically. That's baller.
Yeah. You know, I'm cotton in my mouth, nigga. You know what I mean?
How come we don't hear Snoop Dogg on the house shoe music?
Because Western Union is Money, Bad Looking Superfly. All
right. Alright. And you hooked up with
to add on to that, we just showing the people, like, we wasn't trying to sell the feature. We wasn't trying to sell the feature necessarily, you know what I mean? Like, we had a dope by ourselves. We just showing people that. Snoop got our back, we got songs with him already, people will hear those. But we just showing y'all, like, nah, we dope on our own too. And we ain't with Snoop. It's one of the family next to Snoop. So, and Snoop loved the fact that we didn't need to put him on there just to sell the mixtape.
Don't get it twisted. We ain't trying to move without him. We just trying to move, man. Y'all know how Snoop rap. Y'all know how Snoop sing. You know he gonna come with some tight shit. He just got an album out. Ego tripping. So, you know, he did that. So, we trying to let y'all get affiliated with Western Union. You know what I mean? Right. Either you gonna like us or you're not gonna like us. That's your opinion. And that's up to you. But our job is to give you us, not to give you us and somebody else and then another rapper here and then, you know, another rapper there. We'll do that in time. But y'all got to get to know us first. You know what I mean? And that's the whole thing. Get to know Damani. Get to know Bad Luck. Get to know Superfly again. You know what I mean? And then we can go branch out and start helping everybody else. Because you best believe that's what we're going to do. We gonna start helping niggas, but we need the help right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we mainly did this mixtape, so y'all can get affiliated with us three.
All right. And are you,
hey, y'all three, and Snoop, come do this. Nah, man, we want us three. You know what I mean? And that's what Snoop want too.
You hooked up with DJ Crazy Tunes for the mixtape. What made y'all want to get with Crazy Tunes instead of another DJ?
Because he's the best one.
Why?
Because he know that West Coast gangster shit, that's why. And them other niggas really don't know it like he do. They might have did dab in it, but that nigga is the epitome of West Coast gangster shit. Shit that I like to hear.
On top of that, he's a certified vet. Mm-hmm. He's a certified veteran that we fuck with, and he fucks with our music. You know what I mean? So why not tap into a certified vet? His name is reputable, especially with his web, especially with hip-hop in general. So, you know, why not go to Crazy Tunes? He's incredible. People seen him, the CT experience, he was just hella dope with that. Next day, why not go with him? He's number one.
Just like how motherfuckers use drama. You know what I mean? Drama the shit out there. You know what I mean? With that South sound, Miami, whatever, for whatever sound that is, he's the shit. He's the guy to go to out there. You know what I mean? Because he knows that sound. He knows that. It's the same thing with Tunes on the West Coast. Nigga knows this sound. He's been there.
And plus Tunes, he got personality, man. It's not BJ's don't got a personality. Like, they drops all over your city, but they ain't really got no personality. Like, when you hear them talk, ain't no personality. You know what I mean? Tunes got a lot of personality. This nigga's hella funny. You know what I mean? He's just a dope dude. You know what I mean? He's very entertaining as well as what we're doing. You know, we click right as far as what we're doing with the DJ.
And last but not least, he really from L.A.
He really
a reputable from L.A., you know what I'm saying? He's been doing it before I even thought about doing it, you know what I'm saying, with Cube and Dove C and all that. So, I mean, he's a reputable. I mean, and to be affiliated with reputables is probably the best thing going anyway.
And then the icing on the cake is the CT experience. If y'all heard that mixtape, then, I mean, y'all know why we picked him. You know what I mean?
That's one of the best mixtapes to ever come out.
That's what I'm saying. He constructed that whole thing, and I'm just trying to follow suit with him. You know, West Coast niggas got to start coming together. I'm tired of preaching the same shit because everybody know what the West Coast need to do. It's just about doing it now. You know, not all that talking, just getting together and doing it. You know what I mean? Talking about it ain't shit.
Yeah. And, you know, what would you say makes the Western Union stand out as a group?
What makes us stand out as a group?
Yeah.
I mean, besides the obvious, we all rap completely different. You know what I'm saying? We got way different, styles of rap, and it's all cohesive at the end of the day. And on top of that, it's all the different types of bitches in track, you know what I'm saying? Has the East Side bitches on lock. I got all the actress bitches right now on lock. And Fly got all the bitches, period, on lock.
And that's why we come together so good as a group.
we don't run into each other, you know what I'm saying? We don't run into each other at all. Everybody got their lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Besides that, we can just rap better than everybody out here. Oh, my bad, did I say that?
Put it in quotation. The thing is, these niggas, there's a lot of dudes out here, man. I hear a lot of mixtape shit, and I'm not shit on everybody. Some niggas got dope mixtapes, but for the most part, these dudes can't make songs, man. We making real records.
Hey, hold on. Hey, we got Crazy Tunes on the line. Crazy Tunes.
What up? Look at that. How west is that?
We just talking about you, man. You the dopest DJ out here on the West Coast. We doing this interview with Nima right now.
Hey, Tunes, I'm on the phone. I'm on my way to you.
What up, Nima?
What up with you, Tunes?
Oh, man, just sitting there at the studio waiting on luck.
I'm on the phone right now, too, man.
It's all good. It's a beautiful thing. We handling it. We having fun, man.
Yeah, we here. It's fun again.
All right, so Tunes, what made you want to take on this Western Union mixtape, you know, as your project?
First, they my homeboys. Second, all of them is hard. Each one of them can rap. They can hold their own. They can walk into a radio station and not be shy about getting on the mic. You know what I mean? They gonna be in the corner trying to fix some coffee or something. They all of them is real, homie, for real. So
That's why I wanted to do it. I don't really mess with too many people, but I got love for the Western Union, for real.
All right, and, you know, I heard that little shot at, you know, the Flo Rida song in there. What made you want to put that in the mixtape?
It's garbage. It get at least about, it get a lot of spins, homie. It get at least about 80-something spins a week on the radio, and, I mean, it's cool, you know, for...
No, it ain't cool. It ain't cool when I don't hear no West Coast shit on the West Coast.
Exactly. We make a lot of good records, man. We make, and you can see it for your own. MTV gave Dr. Dre the number one video ever for G-Thang. So, you know, it's just a lot of hating on us, man, but it's all good.
It ain't got to do with it.
I put it out to everybody that whoever wanted could get it, you know?
Yeah.
That
ain't no real record, man.
Really, yeah. When I'm on the West Coast, I want to hear West Coast shit. It's Superfly talking. When I'm out there in the South, I want to hear South shit. I want to see why they doing the bouncing and the banging, and I can understand that because it's out there and it's a good feeling. But when I'm on the West Coast, I want to hear West Coast music. Bottom line, y'all can slip that in sometime, but the majority for me, I want to hear West Coast music. I don't even step with the radio no more.
We got something called West Coast Wednesdays. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was about to speak on that, man.
Yeah, man. Something called West Coast Wednesdays. I ain't never heard of East Coast Thursdays.
Yeah, that shit
like
is ridiculous.
On the East Coast. On the East Coast. For real.
I was just going to speak on that, man. How the hell we got a West Coast Wednesday? They got a day set up for us on our coast.
Yeah. We can't get the rest of the week. Man, yeah, come on.
No, that's equivalent to having Black History Month in Africa.
You stupid. Hey, but look, on West Coast Wednesdays, they don't play West Coast music all day.
I know. It's like a mix show. They play a 2-hour mix and that's it.
No, not even 2 hours. You probably get an hour.
An hour.
I say about 20 minutes. You know, you know, the radio station shows, you know, the Western Union and my crew, it shows us all love or whatever. We get our records played, but a lot of the people that's trying to come up and get in the game that's from the West Coast, they ain't got a chance on me because they just don't get a look. But if you're from somewhere else, you get a look. And that's fine.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I feel like I've been having this conversation, you know, for the last 5-6 years, and nothing has changed. So, what's got to happen?
It's got to happen.
Let me say this. Bad luck. Let me say this. Actually, it is changing a little bit. Like, I'm not gonna completely shit on it. I mean, I hate the shit too, but actually, it is changing. Like, one of the top shows on the radio is Certified with Glass and Malone. So. J-Rock looks me up, was on the radio all the time, and we get a lot of records. That Hot Dolly got his record going. You know, niggas got a lot of records going up right now. What happens is niggas getting their business right. They get their business right. They understand it's hard enough just to make a hit record or a record that's considered hot. You know what I mean? But you gotta make good relations with these people, get in good with these DJs, be cool with them, and make your round and get that hustle, that record. Start showing up to the record labels. Don't just throw it on the internet and wonder why Fanny Fell ain't picked it off the internet. Like, you gotta holler at that man and let him hear the record, and you holler at the niggas, see if he like it, whatever, and get your business together. We getting records that are getting played now. It's just, for the most part, first of all, a lot of West Coast niggas, and I'm not shit on my tail, but first of all, these niggas gotta know how to make records first. Before you get to complaining, you gotta be a reputable nigga that make good records. You know what I mean? And then we'll go into seeing why your shit ain't getting played. But other than that, you know, it's starting to change, man. It's just we need more niggas making dope records, not just Glasses making good records, J-Rock making good records, and so forth and so on. We gotta get more people making these hit records and start talking to these people. Niggas are getting actors together, so it's all coming together. I feel good about it, actually. Shit, it's a damn time, so we can't do them bush shine. Fuck it, I'm ready for the fame of music. You know, I'm tripping, you know, we in a good spot right now. We're real good. And not to mention that Western Union books with all the reputable vets, vets all the way to the youngest niggas in the world. Who got more love than that? You know what I mean? Every single one of the vets and every single one of the young niggas is vouching for us. Who the fuck is vouching for y'all? You know what I mean? That's how I'm looking at it. Like, we in a good spot right now, man. And I'm comfortable. And I love it, too. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what's up. So, what's next for the Western Union after this mixtape? What's up with the album?
Album be dropping July 8th.
Oh, July 8th. You got the date already?
July 8th, yeah. July the 8th. We in there mixing right now. We coming up with the last little pieces we need. We got a single dropping this week. Self-titled Western Union. We gonna see how that get to play on the radio out here. And then we gonna be able to back up our comments. Now, hopefully we get some spins, you know what I'm saying? But even if we don't, man, shit, y'all still support that shit, because the radio is not a real avenue for us to us West Coast niggas to make it really right now.
West Coast is underground.
Yeah, our avenue is really on the avenues, boulevards. We got to be in the street with our shit.
And in the record.
I'm gonna go ahead. And that's what young niggas to old niggas on the West Coast got to realize. It ain't just... We can't just act like the game is spoiling us like it did for Snoop Dogg and maybe Ice Cube back then. It ain't gonna be like that. Niggas gotta start from the bottom and work their way up to the top. Niggas gotta be hungry for this shit. You ain't never heard of me doing a mixtape, ever. I would have never did one. I don't agree with that shit, but now I do, because times have changed. You know what I'm saying? And the old way of making a lot of money might not be the new way. And niggas gotta convert to the new way of making money. Bottom line, especially if you want to stay on top.
It's been forever.
So
and I do want to say that our single is incredible. And not only is it incredible, it's purely West Coast. It's West Coast. And when I say that, let me not scare niggas, because people act like they don't fucking understand that. First of all, I take pride in making West Coast music. A lot of niggas say they're embarrassed to even say it. I take pride in that, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a 1980-something sound. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's West Coast, because the niggas who book is true diehard West Coast niggas. You know what I mean? You know, it's just a dope record. It's a new sound, and it's us. It's our sound. I'm not saying you're going to get the 80 sound, you're going to get some old... You know, I'm not saying you're going to get some old Roger Clark shit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're about to get the new age West Coast shit. Real music, flying production. It's incredible. And you niggas gonna be fucked up when you hear. That's all I'm saying. I ain't got a double seven shit. I let you hear. I mean, you hear. You know what I mean? But it's a West Coast sound, man. Like I said, I don't want to scare niggas. But shit, you niggas should be comfortable and love to make West Coast music and to say you have made real West Coast music. Because I take pride in that shit.
So you said the single is dropping this week?
Say it again.
You said the single is dropping this week?
Yeah, the single is supposed to be serviced this week. It's self-titled Western Union. That's not for the mixtape. That's for a real album.
Alright, and Superfly, I got a question for you. You know, you've been rolling with Snoop for over a decade. You know, what would you say is the most important thing that you learned from your time, you know, rolling with Snoop?
That everybody ain't gonna make it. Everybody is not gonna be way up there where he is. Bottom line. But within that organization, if you close, there's always a way in hip-hop to make money. You know what I'm saying? And there's always a way in hip-hop, if you're real good at it, to make a lot of money. Without rapping, without being on stage, without being on BET. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga gotta find his niche within his hip-hop game. If you're not the best rapper, it ain't gonna come about like that, and you need to go do the best you can at what you can do. You know what I'm saying? And stop trying to be like the next man and live within your own means and hustle within your own means to get what you can. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing I learned from it. Everybody ain't gonna be a Snoop Dogg. Everybody ain't gonna be an Ice Cube. Everybody ain't gonna be a Dr. Dre, a Quick, a Dub C. Everybody just can't be that. But you can hustle within yourself to be your own person. You know what I'm saying?
So I know y'all got solo projects in the works as well. What's the status on that?
Well, let me just say this. this is bad luck talking. Let's try to be concerned on that right now. Let's be 100% focused with the group. Everybody know we solo artists also. You know what I mean? But the group is what it is. Western Union, man. We're not gonna get our focus on that. If you be asking, when's the Mighty Project coming, when's Bad Luck, What's up with fly shit? But Western Union here. Get that. When the rest of that shit pop, it'll pop. But right now, it's Western Union to the fullest. When fly album come out, that's all it is. Even in my interview, don't ask about my shit, ask about fly shit. And that's how we doing it. We taking it back old school like them niggas used to do it. When one nigga album popping, all the dope shit go to that album. That's how we doing it. You know what I mean? So it's Western Union right now. It's Western Union or nothing. Straight up, that's what it is.
All
right. Everybody has, you know, you see it to the street, holler at us, man, but it's Western Union. That's all it is, though.
All right. Sounds good, man. You know, before we go ahead and promote that House Shoe Music Volume 1 again.
Yeah, and if you can't buy it, steal it. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah. I mean, we got y'all motherfuckers gonna download it after a couple of days anyway. Go on, download this shit, man.
Make sure you, when you get it. You know what I mean? Buy it, steal it, do whatever you gotta do. Just don't steal it for me, cause my face is up. You know what I mean?
Alright, so
I feel like Kimbo right now in these streets, man. I'm like Kimbo.
I'm gonna change my rap name to Kimbo.
and for everybody that ain't never heard a real mixtape before, y'all gotta go get this, cause DJ Crazy Tones really did his thing on it, man. And you know, it's really a treat to hear the cohesiveness. I wanna use that word again if I will. The cohesiveness.
hey, this Tones, I'm gonna say use your Serato. Now I ain't even gonna say you was your turntable, you was your Serato.
Yeah.
I ain't even got
Serato
yet. But I'm getting it, but you know.
And then when you back down here, man, come fuck with me. I got a project bitch for you, man. She ready to go. When you come down to the town, man, come fuck with me. I got a pure Eastside project bitch for you, man.
Hey, I cut my hair. I ain't got no hair.
You fucked up, dude.
Yeah, like, I cut that shit.
That's like a tears.
Hey, look, you
close? Hey, shout out to all these West Coast.
I'm gonna go to Lakers in like 5 acres.
Hey, shout out to all these West Coast niggas out here, you know. All the West Coast niggas, man. You know, I personally ain't really with that new West and old West shit. You know what I mean? I talk to Glasses personally, and that's my dude. I'm just with West Coast, you know what I mean? The whole West Coast. So I say shout out to everybody. And it ain't going to be Western Union that bring the West Coast back. It's not going to be one group. I said it a couple years ago. It's going to be everybody bringing back the West Coast, you know what I mean? So niggas just got to get together, old and young, and bring it back together. Until then, we just going to keep doing like we doing. Bottom line.
Shout out to everybody, man. The buses, I don't like.
I'll be back. I was gonna say shout out to Watts, shout out to Long Beach, man. Shout out to Inglewood, man. Especially Inglewood, cause they got the most bitches, man. I found that out. My face is cracking, and bitches come from Inglewood. I just wanna reiterate on that.
I tried to tell you.
Reiterate. I did say reiterate. Just go ahead, type that in. Spell it how you spell it. I was about to say it. I'm not spelling. Just make sure you get that.
I know. Toon said that too on the mixtape.
I told you. Don't tell them.
Yeah, y'all crazy.
Why y'all think I be smiling every day? I'm always in a good mood.